Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turtletaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics and Healthcare Compliance Association. Joining us today from the Twin Cities is Courtney Nordstrom. Courtney is Regulatory Counsel and Chief Compliance Officer for Deluxe Corporation. And at the 2021 Compliance and Ethics Institute, she'll be addressing the topic social media, old platforms, new risks. Courtney, first, thanks for taking the time to talk to us today and at the meeting.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. I'm just happy that people aren't sick of listening to me talk about social media quite yet.
I don't think they ever will, because there's just so much there to talk about as it keeps evolving. And in fact, you know, these days there are so many ways that you can address social media risks, and I'm hoping we can go through a few of them today. First, from a company perspective, what should compliance teams be alert to when it comes to activity by the own company on social media?
Well, there's a whole bunch of things to be alert to, but really it's starting with the basics. Make sure that you're communicating professionally as an organization, that you are using appropriate language, that you're using hashtags that are appropriate, and that all of your communications represent who you are as an organization. We see a lot of organizations and companies get in trouble because people forget to log out of their personal Twitter and then tweet on behalf of the company, or they use a hashtag in a company Facebook post that ends up being inappropriate for whatever reason. And so I think just having a sense of due diligence when you're posting is really important, as well as having somebody in charge of what the company is posting on social media. So there should really be an objective. There should be a strategy. Someone should be in charge and have the 10,000 foot view of what you want to do from a social media perspective, and then monitoring what you're actually doing to reach that goal.
Really, it's treated like you do all the other forms of communication out there, whether it's PR or advertising, is think it through. And I think part of the problem with social media is it's so casual, it's so informal, we're so used to using it that we lose track often of the significance of it. Now, with people seeming to vent everything publicly these days, is it time for compliance teams to be on the alert for what employees may be saying online and start some proactive screening?
Yes, and you're speaking to a point I talk about in my presentation, which is what I call social listening. And I'm sure other people also call it social listening. And it's listening to what's happening and being said about your organization online, not only on the social platforms we think about off the top of our head, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, et cetera, but also on other platforms like Glassdoor, I consider part of social media. Yelp is part of social media. Amazon and Google reviews as well. And so the compliance team should really be plugged in. And Google Alerts can do that pretty well to what's being said, because you can get some really good intel on how people are interacting with your organization through just listening online in those social channels.
And let me point out that I've done two podcasts in the last week where Glassdoor has come out as some place that people should be paying attention. You know, I've looked at it in the past for various reasons of my own life, and it is very illuminating at what's going on in organizations and what people feel about what it's like to work there. And it's something an organization should watch, not just for sort of compliance purposes, but also just to get a sense of what your employees really think. Now, I imagine that there are other risks there as well. I mean, for example, what safeguards need to be in place to prevent actions that may actually or even be perceived to be violations of employee privacy or interfere with, say, lawful labor organizing?
Well, that's part of the fun of it, Adam, isn't it? Keeping up with the employees' rights and the rights of the company. So I will say that when I speak to this, particularly in the US, I gear it towards US law. The law outside of the US and in the EU is different. And so if you're listening to this, I'm talking about US right now law. But in the US, we have the National Labor Relations Act. And as part of that act, employees have the protection to talk to each other about working conditions. That includes pay, the conditions around what they have to wear, what they have to do, all of those things. And the National Labor Relations Act is enforced by the NLRB, the National Labor Relations Board, and they make decisions as to what's okay and what's not okay. They have said very clearly that social media is included in these protections. Under different administrations, they tend to go in different directions on how they interpret the rules. But at any given time, your employees have the protected right to complain on social media about their jobs, their pay, the people they work with, and generally about going to work. Obviously, there's exceptions to that, but for the most part, employees are protected for complaining about work when they're on their own personal social media.
What about some of the other things that employees do online? You know, complaining about politics or posting pictures in bathing suits. Is that something a company should or should not be looking at or commenting on or doing anything with?
I think it depends on the company, and that's such a lawyer answer where the answer is depend. And if the company is based around, you know, religion or a certain set of values, then they want to preserve those values. If the company or the organization or the employer is kind of general corporate America, then I think that that's different. One, corporate America isn't hurt in any way, usually, by an employee posting a picture at the beach. However, a Catholic charity may have a different take on what a bikini at the beach means for one of their employees. And so I think it's about the values of the organization, whether or not they should care. But in all cases, organizations should care and ensure that their employees and their workforce aren't doing things that are illegal, aren't harassing anyone or discriminating against people, even in their kind of off work hours on social media.
Well, and we've certainly heard that there have been a lot of online harassment cases during this era, as people have to find other ways to communicate. Unfortunately, they've also been using social media as a way to perpetrate harassment. Now, we used to mostly talk about Facebook and some Twitter, and now we've mentioned Glassdoor. There's been a proliferation of other social media platforms. TikTok's taken the world by storm. What do compliance teams need to know about all these new platforms and the risks that they may bring?
Well, a couple of things, and I think it's not even limited to compliance teams. One of the things is know who runs the platform and what they're doing with the information that you're posting. So we're used to seeing headlines of Mark Zuckerberg getting in trouble for privacy XYZ at Facebook. And we're fairly used to seeing the similar kind of things coming out of Twitter. But with the new proliferation, particularly TikTok, that's a whole different animal. So TikTok is owned by China. China has completely different protections and privacy rules than the US. And the data that they have in the platform can be accessed by the government in ways that may present a risk to organizations depending on what they're posting and what they're sharing. And so I think that it behooves organizations of all size to do research into the platforms that they're posting on and allowing those platforms to access information. So TikTok is really fun. It's fun to watch videos. It's really interesting, but it's also a different animal. And as we see more and more social media channels pop up and ways for people to share, I think that there has to be some diligence before companies start really engaging in those channels in a proactive way.
Now, finally, we've talked a lot about the risks. Let's close by looking at the opportunities. Is there a way for compliance teams to leverage these platforms in a positive way to support their efforts?
Absolutely. So one of the things in compliance that we're always trying to do is drive engagement. And we're trying to get people to read our stuff and look at our stuff and pay attention to our stuff. And social media is a way to do that. LinkedIn, we think of, I think, universally as the most professional avenue. So I encourage all of the compliance folks who are on LinkedIn to share things about their compliance world, share things that their teams are doing. I try to share wins that my team has because I'm connected with hundreds of people in my organization as well. So putting that out there on LinkedIn, but also using social media in a less formal way to build relationships with your team. So if you want to tweet about compliance and compliance events, that's great. But I think it's also a really nice way to just learn about who's in your organization and to start showing folks in your organization who you are as people, right? So if you want to send a TikTok or promote your compliance team through TikTok, you could do the compliance dance and then send it out. And it doesn't necessarily have to be related to regulatory compliance or corporate compliance, but it's a way to connect people with the compliance team, to humanize the team and see that the compliance team is just other people who are sometimes goofy, which is, as we know, a way to build engagement and drive credibility for the compliance function.
I'm sorry, I suddenly have visions of, in my mind, of compliance people doing between the line dancing as opposed to line dancing. Anyway.
Oh my gosh, that would be hilarious.
So, well, Courtney, thank you for sharing these insights with us, and thank you for doing so at the 2021 Compliance and Ethics Institute. I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen today. I'm Adam Turtletaub from SCCE and HCCA. I hope we're able to expand your compliance perspective.